This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Everyone, welcome. Good to have you here. This is Auto World. I'm your host, Mark Evans. Pleasure to climb into the cockpit of Auto World each and every week for you. I want to help you fix your car questions. Yes, if we get your questions fixed, that means we're going to fix that automobile, your Auto World. And I want your Auto World running on all cylinders. If it's a single piston gasoline push lawnmower to right down to, well, let's just, I'll tell you how to lube that propeller type lawnmower if you're, you know, just trying to get that 5-foot by 5-foot piece of grass cut. We'll get it cut for you. I'm glad to be here and good that you joined me because this is where we learn. Sometimes I, you know, ask you to bring a pencil, pen out and paper out, and we're going to have a quiz and a test later. No, not this hour. You're going to sit back, relax, no mask needed. You might throw a breath mint in, though, okay, for your family members that are sitting next to you. We want to make sure everybody's happy. I don't want everybody here on the first and second row are happy, and that's what it's all about, is getting your Auto World fixed. Well, here today on Auto World, this week on Auto World, all 3 hours, the second hour is a very special hour because you are, like I said earlier, the first hour, the word of the week is ethanol. Do you know what ethanol is? Do you care about ethanol? Do you have an opinion about ethanol? I bet you do. And so today here on Auto World, second hour, so lucky to have Mark Roush with us live. He is the executive vice president and co-producer of the Auto Channel. And Mark, you're sitting there. I was telling everybody we have you in the trunk. I've drilled holes in the trunk so you could breathe. But we're going to open the trunk now and ask Mark to step out. Hi, Mark. How you doing?
Good. The monkey in the trunk. The old television commercial.
Yeah, I did. I didn't tell him how big the trunk is. It's one of those big, huge, old '60s Cadillac DeVille. So you had a lot. There's a queen size bed that you've been laying on, I bet, right?
I'm a little guy, so I could fit in.
Yeah, Mark, it's quite special to be with you here back on air again. I know you and I, we met years ago, and you and I touched base because of Bob Long. You got in touch with me and wanting to know, you know, what's going on with Bob Long, and I've let our listeners know that his health is not doing good, and praying for him, and he and Sharon, his wife, asked me to carry on his legacy to do Auto World, and I am, and I'm very proud and sad at the same time, but I'm going to do the best I can to carry it on, and we're reaching out, and you reached out to me and I said I got to get you back on Auto World, and now, you know, it's awesome to have you with us and the Auto Channel. First, real quick, share with the folks what the Auto Channel is.
Well, it's the largest automotive information resource on the internet in the world. We have about 2 million pages of content. We're also the oldest automotive information resource on the internet. We've been online since 1995. We were the very first people to ever do streaming video on the internet. We started streaming video in February 1996. We did the first live audio and video motorsports events. We did the Indy 500. We did a NASCAR truck race. We did some other NASCAR races live with live video. And we were probably the first to do live broadcasts on the internet of auto auctions and of the big shows, like the SEMA show in Las Vegas, plus broadcasting live from the LA Auto Show, Chicago Auto Show, Detroit Auto Show, and so on. And so it's just a big site with everything automotive. It's not just cars. It's cars, trucks, motorcycles, motorhomes, general aviation, railroading, anything having to do with automotive. And we have a good time doing it. We try to have a good time doing it.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And so you're a lot of traveling. And, of course, with the COVID-19, it's probably changed a little bit now.
Yes. Yeah, it has.
Yeah.
It has. In fact, you know, we would have been traveling to all the auto shows the last several months, but that's all been canceled. So we didn't go to L.A. We were in L.A., but we didn't go to Chicago. We didn't go to Detroit. It was put off until June, but then that was put off entirely until next year. We didn't go to New York. We didn't have anybody covering any of the events in Geneva or any place else in Europe. So it has changed everything.
Yeah. And I'm looking forward, Mark, to getting back in the Airbus and going in, because of the love affair of automobiles that I have. And it warms me up and gets me real fuzzy inside about broadcasting from those events, the Cobalt Center in Detroit, of course, and the L.A. Convention Center. And because we get to see the love affair that people have. And we get an opportunity, and you, of course, are everywhere in the aspect of being able to get that information out to the public. It's awesome.
Yes.
And that's what people want, huh? And that's one of the biggest reasons.
Yeah, that's what we always thought. You know, we started the Auto Channel in the late 80s as an outgrowth of a television station that we owned, that my business partner, Bob Gordon, owned in Sacramento, California. And that's how we started the Auto Channel. It was from that and from the automotive programming that we were doing on the TV station. And of course, we, like a lot of guys, you know, but everybody have been car aficionados all our lives. We've both owned interesting cars. And so in 87, we sort of devoted ourselves going in this direction. And our lives since then have been largely car related.
You know that you gave up what you used to do and said, I'm full throttle with cars. Mark, what was your first car?
1958 MGA. I was in high school, and I wanted a Jaguar Mark 9, which was basically designed by the same people who were designing, it was Van der Ploeg, the same people who were designing the Silver Clouds, the Rolls Royce and the Bentleys in those days. But the Jaguar, it looked like I could buy one for about $1,500. And I thought, man, if I could drive that up to high school, could you imagine, you know, park that in front of the school?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Okay, so.
Oh, yeah, the girls are looking.
Oh, man, but I couldn't afford $1,500. So I got an MGA instead, because it was about $150. And I got that, and it was still great, you know, because it had a convertible top, and really, you know, in Brooklyn in those days, not a lot of people were driving around in MGAs. So it still caught the attention of anybody I would have wanted to catch their attention, and we had a lot of fun, and that's where I started learning how to tune cars and change spark plugs and change mufflers and do timing and everything else. And
for
the first time in my life, I heard the term kingpin. You know, I brought the car in to get it inspected for registration. And they said, oh, you need new kingpins. What?
Yeah. So, well, Mark, we're gonna take a short break. And folks, Mark Roush is joining us from the Auto Channel. We're going to get into his head when it comes to ethanol, and also a little secret about him. He loves bagels. You're listening to Auto World. I'm Mark Evans. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
I'd like to see him play that fiddle inside the back seat of that hot rod Lincoln. Those Lincolns are awesome, especially the ones with the suicide doors. Hey, welcome back, everybody, to Auto World. Broadcasting out of the Auto World Plaza in Boise, Idaho. I'm sitting live right here, right now, in my hot rod Viper chair in the Greasy Garage Studio. Good to be along. And we're sitting here live, literally, with the gentleman that has been in the automotive industry for many, many years. He is the executive vice president and co-publisher of the Auto Channel, Mark Roush. Mark Roush, it's good to have you along. What a treat. Again, it's like Christmas early here. It's quite a present to have you join us. And I was telling everybody the word of the week, Mark, is ethanol. What's it spell? Ethanol. There's lots of questions, Mark, and if you would, you're on the board, right, of the ethanol committee, plus more of that, right?
We've started our own group that's called NEAT, N-E-A-T, so it's the National Ethanol Action Team. For many years, I have been asked to go to cities around America, to do live presentations. I've also done a lot of self-appointed sheriffing work, if you will. And that's how it got started. My business partner and I started writing a lot of articles about alternative fuels and starting to zero in and focus on those fuels, those alternatives that we thought were the best. And we thought ethanol is the best. We think ethanol is the best. So we started writing a lot, and that caught the attention of people in the ethanol industry who then asked us to show up at events, industry events, and so on. And so I've had a chance to do that. I've spoken in front of Congress, congressional committee meetings in Washington on two occasions about ethanol. I had a big laugh a few years ago. I was asked by the Department of Agriculture to go to Taiwan
to do
a presentation about ethanol. And, you know, I never really expected that in my life. Growing up in Brooklyn, sometimes people say to me, well, how did you get this knowledge about ethanol? And I would say, or I do say, well, you know, it's from growing up in Brooklyn and working on the farms all those years. And people stop and think for a second, and then they say are there farms in Brooklyn? And of course not, you know, so it was just a joke. But so the last thing I would have ever expected in my life would be to be asked to speak on behalf of the agricultural industry, you know, and to go someplace and talk about something that's relative to the agriculture industry. And so it's been a lot of fun, and it's a great honor, and generally people are nice, but sometimes not. But that's okay, because I'm from Brooklyn, so I can take it.
Yeah.
I can take it and dish it up.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Mark, a lot of people are wondering, you know, are they buying ethanol? Is it in their gas? And the biggest question I get all the time, what is ethanol, and what's it made out of?
Well, ethanol is drinking alcohol. If you could drink alcohol, any kind of alcohol you can drink is ethanol. So the alcohol that's in beers, whiskey, rye, gin, vodka, tequila, that is all technically ethanol. What America does is they will put some poison into the ethanol before they ship it around for fuel purposes, and the reason for that is they don't want anybody to drink it. But it's drinking alcohol, and if you could get, in fact, I have some bottles of 200 proof, which is 100% ethanol, and it's culinary grade. But I use it for testing, and in fact, I use it to make my own hand sanitizer. And so it's just that, but. So ethanol gets added to the fuel, but ethanol as a fuel was the very first fuel ever used in an internal combustion engine. It was the first fuel used by Samuel Morey. It was the first one used by Henry Ford in his quadricycle. And it was the primary fuel, or certainly an ethanol gasoline fuel, was the fuel used by most motor racing people back in the late 1800s, because you would get better performance, better horsepower using ethanol. It gives you higher compression. And it was used for many years throughout Europe and other countries that didn't have easy access to gasoline or to petroleum oil. In fact, it was used for ethanol gasoline blends, which were called power alcohol, were used in Great Britain for over 60 years, six decades,
wow,
from the 1920s to the 1970s. And it was sold by the largest oil companies. And I'm talking about Standard Oil, which was SO, today it's Exxon and Mobil. But it was sold by them, and they sold it as being better, more powerful, cleaner, safer, more economical, more efficient than gasoline without ethanol. And while they were doing that in Europe, here in America, they were inventing lies about how ethanol hurts engines. But ethanol doesn't. Ethanol is more compatible, or is compatible with more types of rubber, plastic, and metals than alcohol and aromatics. Aromatics would be things like benzene and toluene and so on. And those things are very corrosive, and they're all poison. They get into the air, it's a terrible poison.
Mm-hmm.
So ethanol is actually better. And then eventually, because of the gasoline shortage in the 70s, you know, and all that stuff with OPEC, it came back to our attention. And ethanol can be made from corn, of course. It can be made from sorghum. It can be made from soybeans. It can be made from sugar, obviously. But you can use other really interesting things like agave, cactus-style plants.
Mm-hmm.
And you can use buffalo gourds. You could use Jerusalem artichokes. And you could use algae and seaweed. And all of those items, incidentally, will produce have a greater yield per acre per year than corn. But there's a reason
Wow.
we use corn in
Sure.
the United States. And that reason
Yeah.
is that we happen to have a lot of farmers in a large part of the country
Right.
that know how to grow corn really well.
Right.
So
well, Mark, we're going to come back from a short break, Mark, I got a lot of questions. I got about 200 pages worth.
Okay.
Sure. I want to find out who's farming it and what's the biggest.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump's doctors continue to treat him with the antiviral drug remdesivir, among other COVID-19 targeting therapeutics. As far as how President Trump's Sunday will look, Walter Reed physician Dr. Brian Garibaldi.
Today he feels well. He's been up and around. Our plan for today is to have him to eat and drink, be up out of bed as much as possible, to be mobile. And if he continues to look and feel as well as he does today, our hope is that we can plan for a discharge as early as tomorrow to the White House where he can continue his treatment course.
Democratic Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi is hoping President Trump's coronavirus infection leads to a more focused approach against the coronavirus.
And I hope it will be a signal that we really have to do better in preventing the spread of this virus.
The California Democrat speaking on CBS's Face the Nation. This is USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Goes back a couple years. Mercedes-Benz, yes. Good car. Great automobiles. Oh, I've had some fun with test drives with Mercedes-Benz, folks. Welcome back to Auto World. I'm your host, Mark Evans, in the Greasy Garage Studio out of Boise, Idaho. Good to be along with you from the Auto World Plaza. It's we're a little smoky out here in Boise, and we have a great friend and one of our best buds. He's in his man cave. His name is Mark Roush, joining us live here on Auto World, Executive Vice President, co-publisher of the Auto Channel. We're talking about ethanol, Mark, and you're on the board, the committee. You've been traveling around the world talking about ethanol and giving us a little bit of a lesson about ethanol and what it is. And you also have a book out also, don't you, Mark, that I would like to give a book away to one of our trivia winners here on Auto World. Could I do that?
Yep. Yeah, absolutely. How about you could give away five?
Ooh. Hey, I can do that. Yeah, I've got room. So I put all the gifts here on Auto World, as everybody knows, in a trunk in the other car, which is the Buick Electra, 1979, and we put all those gifts in that trunk. Okay. And sometimes, Mark, I send out a cracked windshield to them. So we're going to send out, we're going to send out a book to a trivia winner, of course, in Auto World, on behalf of you, Mark Roush. I appreciate it. And you're traveling the world ethanol. Now, you're telling us, and I wanted to share a real quick story about you saying that Henry Ford was involved with ethanol back in the day.
Yes. Henry was a farmer, he grew up on a farm, and his dad was a farmer. He understood people who grew up on the farms, and particularly in those days, knew about making alcohol to drink. And he got involved in racing. He knew that ethanol was a better fuel for racing. As he started designing cars, and one was his first, which was the quadricycle, a small, not doesn't look like a real car. You know, it looked like a toy car. But anyway, that ran on alcohol. And as he was developing, he had plans to build his cars to run on ethanol. And so when he did the Model T, when he designed that, that was meant to be a multi-fuel car so that it could run on gasoline, could run on ethanol, or it could run on kerosene. And when he built then his first tractor, which was 1912-13, so the Ford tractor also ran, could run on ethanol. And the idea then was because, you know, people, there weren't gas stations. Gas stations on every corner didn't really start happening until close to the 1920s. Before that, you would buy gasoline or fuels in a hardware store, livery stable, things like that, or general stores. And so if you were on a farm and you had a tractor, you had a car, what would you, you know, what would you use? You couldn't get gasoline, so you'd make your own, and you make it from ethanol. And so he knew that, and that's why his cars were built to be multi-fuel cars.
Wow. I do, you know, I got a personal tour invite of his house, his, you know, the place where he lived, and William Clay Ford took me through there and showed me off his little power plant that him, his son and Edsel built, the porcelain sink that actually still is stained today from him exploding ethanol in that sink. So I'll never forget that. You know, he says, "Oh yeah," and there's a picture of him with, you know, with the black suit and everything from that explosion. But the porcelain sink is stained from that. Now you were talking earlier about the products that make ethanol, right down to seaweed. So what today is corn? You know, that is that a myth? What is the largest product today that ethanol is made from?
In the United States, it's corn. In Brazil, which is the other country that is that uses a lot of ethanol and makes a lot of ethanol fuel, in Brazil it's sugar. But even in Brazil, they're now using corn, and Brazil actually is importing ethanol from the United States. And so, but it's corn. And as I say, it's corn in the United States because we happen to have a lot of farmers who needed a good product to grow that they can make money on. And we happen to have a lot of great farmers who know how to grow corn. And we have the climate for it. If our climate was different, if, you know, our entire climate was more like Florida or something, Texas or something, then maybe we would grow more sugar. But corn is the main thing. However, there are, as I say, the other crops almost, well, many of the other, I can't say all, many of the other crops actually yield far more ethanol per acre grown per year than corn does. And the best would be seaweed and algae, which is up to 100 times more ethanol per year. So per annum, per year per acre than corn. But we have to get to a point where the demand is there, where we can really be exploiting these other crops. So at the time, and right now, corn is the best.
Well, that's something that seaweed, I mean, we're going to be farming the bottom of the ocean for seaweed then, eventually.
Well, the bottom and the top, you know, because, of course, it comes right up to the top. And in areas, a lot of people, there's a misconception about the what's called the oxygen-free dead zone in the Gulf of Mexico. It's an effect called hypoxia, where there's runoff from the rivers, and it eats up, because it creates algae and it uses up all the oxygen, fish can't live in those areas. So, and one of the rumors created by the oil industry is that that's caused by, in the Gulf of Mexico, it's caused by corn usage or corn growth and ethanol. It's not. There's hypoxia areas, regions all over the globe, and very few of them have anything at all to do with growing corn, and especially growing corn for ethanol. it's something that happens because of fertilizer and chemicals that get washed down the rivers. But that could come from any source. It could come from golf courses. There are thousands of golf courses that are in the states that have rivers that run into the Mississippi and that run into the Gulf of Mexico. And when they first started to diagnose this problem in the Gulf, it was actually in the 1950s, which was, about 50 years before the RFS program started. So to blame it on ethanol would be a great mistake. It's because of general use of fertilizer, and which includes, by the way, all the millions and millions of homes that have lawns that use fertilizer. That all gets washed into the sewer systems and into the rivers and so on.
So yeah, the water table.
So you can't really blame ethanol for that. I mean, people try to, and so that's one of the myths that I try to dispel in my book and in individual stories that I write and publish online.
Now, the whole myth is when you ask somebody, they don't even know out west here. I don't know if that's mm-hmm. like that there where you're at. You're in California. Here in Boise, we've got a sticker there on the fuel pump that says may contain 10% ethanol.
Right.
And so there's a lot of questions about that. When we come back from the break, Mark, I want to get some bagels at your house, okay? And I know you like bagels, so we're going to talk about bagels, and we're going to add a little ethanol in there too, okay?
Okay.
We're going to take a short break. Yep. You're listening to Auto World. I'm your host, Mark Evans, back with Mark Roush and bagels.
Who's going to tell you when?
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
That Plymouth, long gone now. Planet Claire, she had a Plymouth. I've got a little 38 Plymouth, little yellow coupe sitting in the Greasy Garage studio, and you'll see that in the social networking out there. Welcome back to Auto World, sitting in the Greasy Garage studio from Boise, Idaho. We're sitting here live with Mark Roush from the Auto Channel, folks. He's Executive Vice President. It's good to have you along, Mark. And I know, I understand you love bagels. Bagels is one of your favorite fruit, yeah. favorite foods, huh?
Yeah, favorite fruits. When you grow up in New York, in Brooklyn, you get the best bagels, the best pizza, the best seafood, the best Chinese food, the best Frankfurters hot dogs, a lot of great stuff. But when you get out of New York, it's very hard to find a good bagel. But, you know, in Boise, Idaho, I found... There's a chain of bagel shops in your town that make great bagels, Blue Sky Bagels, and they're delicious. So,
well, I'm trying to get as many bagels delivered to your door as I can here. No, yeah, you'll have a trunk full. No, you and I were talking when we first talked on the phone about everything, and you mentioned that to me, and you're absolutely right. I love the bagels, and they do a great job. We have to have food too. You know, our fuel tanks have to have fuel, and we're talking about the word of the week with all our listeners, and it's ethanol is the word of the week here on Auto World, because we have you with us, and you're traveling the country and teaching us about ethanol, Mark, and I do appreciate it. We're talking about all the items that are farmed. And is there percentage-wise, out of all the farmers in the United States, is there a number of percentage of farmers out there that grow exclusive corn for just ethanol?
There might be, but I don't know what that number is. Many farmers, of course, grow more than one crop, either because of growing seasons or simply because you never can tell what's going to happen. Excuse me. But I don't know the answer to that, if they are exclusive or not. They do grow some great corn in Idaho, not only potatoes, but great corn. And actually, corn is grown even in California for ethanol. It had been grown even in Long Island and New York. but I don't know if they still are doing that. It's primarily Midwest-y kind of,
sure,
you know, and kind of a crop.
Absolutely. And Genesis Communications Network, the network, the syndicated network that we're on right now, Minnesota there, they have a lot of corn that they grow.
Yeah.
And Midwest, see? Yeah.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Yep.
And then back to that sticker on this field. There's so many people wondering and saying on the negative side, Mark, I put this gasoline in. It's got 10% ethanol in it. And Mark Evans, as a mechanic and as a technician, it ruined my valves in my engine.
Right.
And I hear this a lot, Mark. Oh, go ahead.
It's not true. Ethanol, as I said earlier, is compatible with more types of rubber, plastic, and metals than gasoline and aromatics. What has happened is that there are a lot of people who are mechanics, right, call themselves mechanics, and they have heard that it had something to do with ethanol. It doesn't. Ethanol doesn't cause those problems. It doesn't cause the corrosion that can make those things happen. In fact, ethanol burns cleaner. Ethanol cleans engines, and the proof of that is that most of the engine treatment products, the aftermarket engine treatment products that are sold, either contain, and that are supposed to get the gum out, the gunk out, the, you know, whatever you want to call the
sewage,
the buildup, right,
uh-huh,
the buildup of the carbon debris. Carbon debris is caused by gasoline. It's not caused by ethanol. So when that all builds up and then gets gummy and gunky, you use a product like ethanol to get that out. Now, if it's not ethanol, they'll put methanol in it. If it's not methanol, they'll put isopropanol in. It's another type of an alcohol. But they all act the same. Now, sometimes they use petroleum distillates. But a petroleum distillate just does the same job that the alcohol would do. However, the funny part is that you're simply using more stuff that can cause problem to get the problem out. So actually, the best thing to use is ethanol. Or to use something that has actual alcohol. And so that cleans engines. It doesn't damage engines. The rumor is, the myth is, that it hurts rubber. It doesn't hurt rubber. In fact, DuPont, in the 1950s, DuPont invented a rubber called Viton. That I'm sure you know that. And Viton rubber was specifically invented because of the terrible corrosion caused by gasoline and tetraethyl lead, and aromatics, and not ethanol. So all the years that and people sometimes will talk about older cars having these older parts that could be susceptible to ethanol. Well, the older cars, if you talk about old Mercedes, Bentleys, Rolls Royces, Austin Healey's, MGs, BMWs, whatever, you know, you were talking about classic cars, antique cars. These were all cars that ran on fuels that could very well have had ethanol blended into them, or they were ethanol fuels. So that didn't damage the cars. If they damaged the cars, we wouldn't have them here. They wouldn't be in our museum.
Right.
And so it didn't do that. In fact, tetraethyl lead was so corrosive that they had to use something else called ethylene bromide to mitigate the effect of tetraethyl lead. And then they still needed to use Viton rubber to mitigate the corrosion effects of the gasoline and the aromatics. But that's not ethanol. And part of all of this is proven because when you go into your bathroom and you look for a bottle of rubbing alcohol, which will either be made out of isopropanol or ethanol,
mm-hmm,
it's in a rubber bottle. It's in a plastic bottle. And so all the myths about how alcohol will melt plastic, melt rubber, well, you got that bottle sitting in your bathroom, and it's probably been sitting there for 4 years, right, because nobody uses the rubbing alcohol that fast. And it's and it hasn't melted, right?
Yeah, no.
Fine. And people forget that.
Yeah, we got to add too, Mark. We do not want the folks listening putting that in their gas tank, that rubbing alcohol.
No, they should. They should use the fuel, right?
Yes.
And you should not. If you drink rubbing alcohol, you probably will die. So don't do that. Right?
Don't do that
either.
Don't even
pretend to do it. Yeah. It's a poison. The rubbing alcohol has poison that was put in it specifically to keep people from drinking. So don't.
Yes. Yes. And now the government's involved with ethanol, quite large, aren't they?
Yes, they always have been. And one of the reasons for that is going way back to the Civil War, one of the ways that the Union paid for the war was that they put a very heavy tax on alcohol production. And that is the reason why gasoline became the primary fuel. Way back, you had a $2.10 per gallon tax put on alcohol. That meant that if you were buying alcohol for use for cooking in the 1860s, 1870s, and so on, if you were going to buy it for use for that, it would cost you the price of the alcohol plus the tax of $2.10 per gallon. Now, $2.10 per gallon was about a week's salary, average salary in those days. So it was too expensive. Along came the oil industry, this brand new industry, the oil industry, and they were selling kerosene. And kerosene could be purchased for 25 cents per gallon, which included, they only put a 10 cent per gallon tax.
Mark, we're running short on time. I'd like to have you on again. I appreciate you being with us. Thank you.
My pleasure.
Thank you, Mark. Yep, Mark Roush, we're going to have you on again here on Auto World. Closing the door, the garage door on this second hour. Mark, again, thanks for being with us.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.